This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two, what's on your mind? Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and for Scott Hennon today. Back tomorrow with a full recap of the Midwest Energy Summit that's going on. The Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber do a thing called Eggs and Issues. I think they do it once a month. And this month they're really covering the, it's an energy, basically the energy issues that are going on. A lot of what happened in the blackouts that happened with the Arctic event last winter and then that last May. Plus the woke Biden energy policy. They're discussing plenty of that. But you remember when, wasn't it with, didn't Texas, when their grid went down or something, it was had to do with down south, and all of a sudden we're receiving blackouts or brownouts because the grid was drawing power away from us or something to that effect. But Scott will have the full recap tomorrow. It's really unbelievable how that all went down. And it shows how fragile the grid, the electrical grid, really is in this country. We'll have the recap for you on that tomorrow. Dr. Cody Cashman in just a minute. Going to talk Red River Valley Fair, all the lineup and the fun we're going to be having and happening in July at the fair. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I can make you hungry, too. Valley City, exit 292 today. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. They do. That Valley City location of PetroServe has a beautiful scratch kitchen. And their chicken pot pies are as big as your, I mean, they're huge, like a hubcap. All homemade. This is all scratch. Meatball dinner in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has Salisbury steak today, as does 12th Avenue North in Fargo. Downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish. They're serving up cream-chipped beef in Glendon. That's a staple from when you were a kid. Talk about comfort food. And up in Yulin, they've got mac and cheese, or mac and beef today. And then it's kind of, we used to call it goulash. They do a fantastic goulash. Quick in-and-out lunch specials. That's the thing about PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. And it's Tuesday. That means Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your Lucky 7 Club card stamped twice today at any PetroServe USA location. Tell them what's on your mind. Team sent you in. 8 past the hour, and we're joined by Cody Cashman. Cody is the executive director of the Red River Valley Fair, which is coming up on July 9th. It's kind of right. It's the thing to plan for right after your 4th of July festivities. And there's the 9th to the 18th. There is fun every single day. Live music, the Midway. And then we got to talk some fireworks going on, too. Cody, how are you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, I should say. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. So, y'all ready?
I'll tell you what. I've been ready for about a year.
Oh, I know,
yeah,
right?
We canceled the last one. So, you know, I've been ready. But, yeah, about a month away, and we're let's put it this way, all systems are go. 100%. We're looking at the 10 best days of summer, and it's going to be the best fair that we've ever had with the, you know, the lineup we've got, the excitement we have, obviously, with not having the fair last year. So we're expecting some big numbers and hopefully a lot of support from the community.
The grandstand entertainment is strong. The grandstand entertainment is strong with this one, Todd. Skillet. Skillet opens up Friday night, July 9th. Then we got Chris Young, Sticks. The Renegade, the monster trucks are going to be there. Hardy, a night with Hairball on July 14th is never a bad time. I mean, you can't. I've always said I love Hairball and the guys. They're so nice and they're so fun. It's like seeing 20 concerts in one. Then you've got Lone Star with Drew Green on the 15th. The Triple Hair Show, which is Rat Quiet Riot and Kicks, on the 16th, and then 17th is Trace Adkins. Now, is that, have we wrapped up all of the bookings for the grandstand, Corey? Or Cody, I'm sorry?
Well, you're fine, yeah. So Sunday, the last day, actually is going to be races as well. It's a typical staple for us is, you know, always having races that finish out the fair. But, yeah, I mean, you nailed it. You just heard the best lineup we've ever had. So we're really excited to have the lineup that we have and all the effort from the staff to get this accomplished with all the obstacles that we've had to deal with this year. We have hands down the best lineup and the best fair planned that we've ever done. So really looking forward to the next 31 days to get this thing flawless for everybody. So what we're asking people to do, though, with these grandstands, speaking of the grandstands, and of course, our new sponsors, All Finished Concrete. So we're really happy to have them on the grandstand this year and appreciate their support. For example, if you're going to go to a Chris Young concert, you know, we're asking people to buy your ticket now because it's a little different this year. In the past, it was a you know, pay one price, get you in the fair, and then you could just go to the concerts for free. However, this year we've got 6 concerts that are a hard ticket concert ticket that you've got to purchase ahead of time, and that ticket will get you into the fair. Don't wait for the gate. You know, that's what we're trying to tell everybody. Save money and get your admission ticket to the fair for free right now. If you wait to the day of, it's going to cost you an additional $12.
Well, and then, yeah, and then, you know, and if you're hard ticketing a car, are you hard ticketing that because of capacity, any kind of capacity concerns or anything like that, or
no, why, no, I mean, we're
why is it different?
To be completely, completely honest, the change comes down to cost. These acts, okay. You know, everybody keeps saying they want bigger and better acts, and the only way to do that is to pass the cost on to everybody, and that's the only way we can financially pull it off. I mean, just flat out, that's the hard truth. You know, if you want better acts, you're gonna have to pay for them. That's just how it works in the world. But you know, one thing I will tell everybody, go and look up anywhere in the world where these guys are playing, and you're gonna find out we have the cheapest prices, period.
I already checked. Yeah, you're not gonna see Chris Young for that price or anybody on this on this roster.
Yeah, I mean Chris a Michael Ray ticket.
Yeah.
$30 to $50, let alone you had Chris Young as a $75 ticket. So, and that's in the cheap seat. So luckily with us, it's all GA, it's all general admission. So, we did that on purpose. That way everybody has the opportunity to go where they want. You know, this is one of those years where we're trying to get everybody to understand the new way we're doing things and, you know, buy your ticket in advance. That way you know, you got a ticket. Two, the another thing we're doing with these tickets is scans. You don't have to wait in line. You're just going to scan right in. You walk right nice. Through and get scanned. You don't have to stand in line and go buy a ticket. So that's what we're urging everybody to do it now for a lot of reasons. One, I'll be honest, helps us plan how many people are coming and know what we got to do on our end and those types of things. So we're really excited. We know it's going to be the best fair we've ever had. We've got a great lineup. You know, we're still working on the beer garden stage a little bit. We have some really exciting news there as well. And you know, a lot of the free acts that we're going to have throughout, a lot of new things. One big thing that a lot of people realize is, you know, we're going to have it so you can walk around the fair with beer this year and liquor. We have a liquor license. We're going to be providing those things. We, you know, one of the complaints, I try to listen to anybody that wants to tell me, hey, how do I make the fair better? Well, I cannot enjoy a beer at the fair without staying in the beer garden. So we made that.
Yeah. Good point.
You know, to me, yeah. So if you want to enjoy a beer and walk around, go ahead, have at it. Everybody else does in the world. For some reason, we weren't. Now we're going to do it. So makes it real easy. You know, we're trying to make that experience for everybody. So one thing I was hoping you guys could help me with is let everybody know about our Hometown Heroes nomination, which is for our Military Appreciation Night. And we feel like you guys are the best ones for that. So, you know, we're trying to honor the men and women who have served, and the nominations can be from anywhere from 100-mile radius. What they do is they receive an engraved mirror awarded a pack of Budweiser beer and honor during the ceremony. Right before Drew Green gets on, and we're hoping to do that. We need nominations, so if you know somebody that's a hometown hero, please send them our way. We're really trying to find some good candidates and make sure we have a honor those heroes.
Now, could that be from anywhere, Cody? From or just you want North Dakota or the region or
anywhere? 100-mile radius.
100-mile radius of Fargo Moorhead.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, I'd like to put Charles Nord in there, my young friend who passed away at Ripley in the helicopter crash a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
I'll get on and get that done.
Yeah, and you can do all that through our website or call in and or email in, and yep, we'd appreciate that.
I see that right here on the website. The if you go to Get Involved, it's right underneath. It says Hometown Heroes there. We talked about the grandstand. We talked about if you go to RedRiverValleyFair.com, go to the Grandstand Entertainment page. That's where you can buy your tickets for any act that you're looking for. Let's talk about the Midway and some other free. I know PetroServe USA is part of your free the free sponsors of the free stage there. But what else we got going on? I know we got livestock stuff happening.
Absolutely. And Petro, speaking of Petro, they are actually, you can purchase a Mega Pass ticket at their locations, and then also you can also buy PGI tickets, which is the fireworks show. If you're familiar with that, so just speaking of that. However, like you mentioned, rides, you know, we're really excited about the ride company that's, you know, going to be here. It's Crabtree Amusement. They're a new outfit out of Texas. They're one of the best in the business, so we're really happy to have them on board. And then, as you mentioned, the animals, what we're all about, you know, visit the Cass County Farm Bureau Ag Education Center. So the animals and, you know, hands-on activities and, you know, learn the importance of agriculture and how it affects your day-to-day. You know, the other thing that, you know, we're really excited about is obviously the 4-H is able to show again. You know, those kids, you know, they kind of got, nobody really talks about it, but, you know, they worked hard all year and they didn't get to show their animals. So we're excited to have the kids be able to come show their animals, participate with one another like they used to, and the traditions that have been going on for 100 years, and be able to showcase all their projects that they've been working on. So really excited about that. Don't even forget about our static exhibit, all the quilts and crafts and all those things that we have as well. So all those are
including really the also the North Dakota Jigsaw Puzzle Championship happening. It's the Red River Valley Fair, the 10 best days of summer, redrivervalleyfair.com. Cody Cashman, the executive director, great job, man. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you in 31 days, all right?
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. RedRiverValleyFair.com. Click on the Fair Fun Grandstand opportunity and then buy your tickets right there. Got to buy the tickets separately.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers! Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs. But only through March 20th, and in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, 1st Avenue North in Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott today. Scotty will be back tomorrow. I mentioned he's kind of hanging. We wanted to get over there live, but we couldn't put it together in time. The Eggs and Issues thing, Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber does a Eggs and Issues, they call it, kind of a breakfast community, you know, things going on. And this is all about energy. It's kind of the Midwest Energy Summit, they're kind of calling it. Really addressing some of the grid problems we had last winter and the spring and Of course, the Biden energy policies that are just, it's not doing well with the state of North Dakota and the fracking industry. So they're talking all about that. Scott will have the recap tomorrow. We're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started this thing in 1908, Henry Abbott Thompson. And it's grown from there. And, I mean, since 1908, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, by the way, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and into Montana as well. And, of course you think plumbing, heating, HVAC, things like that, but water heater replacement, garage heater installs, things like garbage disposal, you don't want to deal with that. H.A. Thompson & Sons does that. In-house humidifier installations, natural gas grill piping, which I'm thinking I'm going to get them to come to my place, which is a little further east of here, but I do need natural gas pipe to my grill. Get that done. Imagine never having to deal with the propane stuff again. They get that done for you. Plus commercial services, design, build, new construction, prefab, whatever. Also a Link service contractor. Allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. hatandsons.com. Proud sponsors of the What's on Your Mind program. Phones are open. We're kind of open to the end of the hour. Todd's going to take you home here after the bottom of the hour. I got to give a shout out to my young son, Todd. He's very excited today. They are going to, I'm going over to Park Rapids, Minnesota. Their relay team has made the sections in the 4x2 and the 4x4. I didn't know what all that was. That was just we called it the 1600 relay or whatever back in the day, or the 800. Now it's a 4x2 or a 4x4. But they made the sections, and they're hopefully going to go on to state. So I'm going to roll out of here in about 5-10 minutes and head over to the start. And we run like right away at 12:30, so I'm going to try and get over there, and Todd will take you home here as we wrap up today. But again, thanks to Cody Cashman, General Manager of Red River Valley Fair, for joining us, talking about it's so exciting to talk about fairs and festivals and things actually happening and opening and not being canceled and not being restricted and not being, isn't that just refreshing? I'm just loving hearing all of it. And the Red River Valley Fair is going to be one. Of course, the North Dakota State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, the two different worlds there. I know full steam ahead in Minot, I'm sure, because it's in North Dakota. Steam ahead in South Dakota. I know we're planning to have one in Minnesota, but you never know what our ruler could come up with between now and the end of August.
Our ruler.
Yeah. He's still, we had him, and we had him on the program when we were over the governor's opener. And the first thing he did, he walked in. This is Governor Tim Walz, by the way, in Minnesota. We're over in Otter Tail County a couple weeks ago for the fishing opener, the governor's opener, they call it. He shows up, and he's got a box of donuts, and there's like 12 radio stations there. So the first thing he does is he's walking around handing all the announcers, all the radio people, free donuts. So, we're not going to, then everything's okay, Tim. Thanks for the donut. It's okay that my taxes are going up. Minneapolis is on fire, but thanks for the donut. Really, really appreciate it, man. So he goes by. He goes by all the stations. He gives the donuts, and he starts making the rounds and doing the thing. And he does the interviews, and did he answer the tough questions? I got to tell you, Scott asked him. I heard a lot of the interviews are like, so you had donuts this morning, Governor. That was really nice of you. How's it going? And he goes through, Scott actually asked some really tough questions, which I think. And
they were not too happy with that, were they?
Right. No, they weren't. But one thing about Tim Walz, he's a hard guy not to like. He's very personal. He's very personable. But then Scott got him on, and you could see he was a little frustrated. He kind of took the hits. I will give him credit for that. He kind of answered. You know what I'm saying? There was some things that were very ubiquitous kind of political speak. But I'll tell you this. After we were off the air, he came down. He did a TV thing, and he was coming back. And I said, Tim, I just have one question. I said, when can my elected representatives become part of the process again? He looked at me like,
how dare you?
I said, because, sir, honestly, I didn't elect my guy, Bud Nornes. We didn't elect, people like the representatives that we elect to be a part of the process. We didn't elect them to be bystanders. So I'm just wondering if you can give me a day a date and a time when we will rescind your emergency powers and put the state back in the hands of its representatives.
Well, no wonder you won't return your calls.
And the answer was, well, that decision is beyond just me. We set off the air.
Oh! Really?
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, really? Well, and of course, then at that point, yeah, we've got to go, Governor. The handler's off. He went, you know. And I thought, how is it more than you? Just to say, you know what? We can stop this now. And here's the thing going on, too. Just like in Minnesota, Gavin Newsom is doing the same thing in California. There's a couple of governors that are still holding on with every thread of their being.
Yeah, let's emulate California. That's a smart
one. Oh, he wants to. Oh, if you haven't heard, I know listening to this program, you know, in the western part of our neighborhood that listens, in Minnesota, you wouldn't believe what's going on. I mean, Tim Walz wants to impose California automobile restrictions on Minnesota cars.
Oh, God, no.
Really? No, I kid you not. We talk to John all the time, Hinterrocker, on this program for the American Experiment. They are centered in Minnesota battling this every day. NoCAcars.com. You should see what he's trying to do. It's unbelievable. One side note I want to mention. This is good. This is great. I don't know how I started getting these emails, but I get the emails from Caitlin for California. You know who Caitlin is. Caitlin Jenner. Caitlin, yes. Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. Olympic triathlete.
Harder to come out as a Republican than trans. Or the other way around, right? Which I think I got that backwards. But
from the only, literally from the only in California book, Caitlyn Jenner, who is a transgender female, is running for governor on a very conservative platform in the state of California. It's almost a contradiction in itself when you look at the emails she sent, because she's sending emails out just slamming Newsom about what a hypocrite he is, and then I'm thinking, it's like, I'm going to go right now and say that Caitlyn Jenner is going to be elected the governor of California.
Whoa!
You watch.
Really?
You watch. I'm going to tell you right now. She fills it all. She's transgender. She's speaking common sense conservative policies and calling out the hypocrisy and the failure of Gavin Newsom. I don't know how they couldn't vote for her on both sides. I'm going to call her. I think she's going to win it. I think she's going to win it.
Well, the Duke brothers, were those the guys that made the $1 bet?
Trading Places.
We need to make a $1 bet on that one.
$1.
$1.
$1. That's Dan O'Grady. $1.
Are you on?
$1. Yeah, you're on.
All right.
Absolutely. I will take that bet. She's all over Fox News, and what's going to happen, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the California electorate. You know what I'm saying? As if they're going, I mean, if they get behind, because they love her, the fruits and nuts in California are going to love her because she's trans, and the outstate out of the metros are going to like her because she's conservative. But I don't know how she's going to lose.
I think too many people are going to be uncomfortable with that as a choice, but which would be ironic.
Right.
But
I got to go. I'm going to have to hand the baton off to you, and woo-hoo. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, and ammo, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After visiting Guatemala Monday to discuss ways of helping the United States border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with Mexico's president Tuesday. A Minneapolis couple and their neighbors have filed a lawsuit against the city and its mayor, alleging that both parties have failed to keep residents safe amid a spike in crime over the past year. The lawsuit accuses the city of operating outside a charter that requires a minimum threshold of police officers per citizens in Minneapolis. Crime in Minneapolis continues to rise. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he lived. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to a hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. For your free lifetime powertrain warranty, will keep you covered. It's no additional cost with that new Buick GMC or most of the late model used vehicles at Schwann Buick GMC.com. Or better yet, pop by on the strip with the gigantic American flag and that pole put up by Jim the Flagpole Guy. Memorial Highway, otherwise known as Schwann Buick GMC. Oh, and Cadillac. They have Cadillacs, too. Texter of the day at 701-226-8503 says, Rat? Okay. Quiet Riot? Meh. But Kix? I am there! Little kicks to kick in your Tuesday. I don't know that I've had anybody that excited about kicks in quite some time. I remember the old days of programming the music on one of our sister stations here at K-Fire Rock 101 and playing kicks and people going mad, yeah. So I mean, I think kicks needs to be making some upper Midwest returns from time to time. Chris Larson here as well. I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind. Scott Hannon off now. Kevin also off. That means we got plenty of time for what is on your mind at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Jim in Minnesota, what is on your mind?
How's it going? I was just wondering what this Tim Wells guy, what are your thoughts on him?
Talk to me.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. What was the last comment you made about the governor in Minnesota? What's he want to do? I just caught the tail end of that.
Oh, Kevin was talking about that. Well, I know he wants to finally have his representatives have some power instead of the governor just kind of having absolute authority in Minnesota. And I think he's got a very valid point to that. But it wasn't taken very well when he had just the one question for Governor Walz. But, I don't know. I'm glad to be living in North Dakota. That's all I can say about that. I'm a native Minnesotan. I left in the 80s. I left in 87. And only been back to visit, and I keep those pretty short except for last week. But
I think can't. There's something in the... in the water over there. I had a lifelong friend, lived in North Dakota his whole life, staunch Republican. He moves to Minnesota, and in like 5 years, he voted for Joe Bite Me.
You know,
that's something in the water.
That's a common occurrence over there in Minnesota. I don't get it.
No.
But it's also... It's also the states that gave us Ilhan Omar, who is probably the only NDSU grad to not embrace the bison and vice versa. Say no to California cars. That was the other thing Kevin had brought up. Thank you, Kevin, for that reminder. That's right. That's right. Say no to NOCA cars, nocacars.com. To say no to California cars in Minnesota. And I can't imagine. I would love to get somebody on with one of the shops in Minnesota and get their take. Because I remember living in North Carolina where they had inspections every year. And it's just the mechanics were driven crazy with that. It's like, and same in Virginia. It's like, stop wasting. This just slows us down. We don't really make any money on these things because they collect a tiny amount of money. And it slows them down from the real work and getting people's cars that are not running to run. Instead, they're checking stupid little things that I'm not a big fan. And now if we're going to choke it down to California car level, I guess we're all going to be driving electrics pretty soon anyway, and maybe it'll all be moot in a few years and all that, which is fine because then I'll take my Schwann Cadillac Lyric on the road. Be happy to do that. Intent to the guys over at Schwann there. Make sure I find out when those are coming.
I think we should just start referring to Minnesota as the communist state.
Well, it seems to be living up to that hype, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what to say except you're right.
Get a couple pokes at Minnesota and poke my buddy over that moved over there.
Poke away, because I got friends and family in Minnesota, and I feel so sorry for them, and most of them kind of roll their eyes at me. It's like, yeah, we don't really want to leave, but at the same time, we're not real thrilled about what's going on here. And it's like, well, who's doing all this voting then? Because I don't get it. What in the world?
Calisodia.
There we are. Yep. It's Calisoda now. You have it.
Yep.
And there's got to be a combination of Minneapolis and Compton, since that's kind of what Minneapolis is becoming rapidly. You know, when you get U.S. Marshals behind you to arrest you on warrants, and you've already got 20 on your record, and you shoot them. Although, in fairness, I will say this. His brother at first was coming out, hey, I want every single Marshals. Now he's actually trying to work with police to bridge the gap. So that's actually a good move there. But at first he was coming out going, I want to know everybody that shot, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, but don't take into account the fact that he fired first. He turned around with his handgun and fired at the Marshals. 99 times out of 100, if you point a gun at law enforcement, they will probably point a gun back at you. I'm underselling it deliberately there.
Yep.
And then we had the kid killed at Lake and Hiawatha as they're racing, which I have to admit I used to do when I was a teenager in the late 70s, early 80s growing up on Lake Street. But we didn't shoot anybody. We just wanted the fastest cars, man. We didn't bring guns to those. Jim, man, I don't get it. But I love your Calisoda. Definitely the take of the day. Love that.
Well, you have a great day.
Hey, you too. Appreciate the call. Jim in Minnesota there. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Elliot in Deering, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd just like to talk a little bit about cloud seeding out west, if that's possible.
Sure.
We kind of got it stopped, and I shouldn't say we. There were some people that have been trying to get it stopped in Ward County and stuff for the last few years. And they are still doing it in Montreal and I believe one or two other counties. And my son called the, I believe it's the State Water Board. I could be off on that. And the gentleman he talked to kept saying that they have spotters and things, and they, I don't know what time period, but they said we've had 150% of normal precipitation. Well, our area up here is in the worst possible drought that you can get.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
if all these cloud seeders are really good at what they do, Western North Dakota would love to talk to you right now.
Right. And so it's very difficult. You almost need an investigation or an investigator to follow. It's always follow the money. There are people and companies that are all tied into where the planes land, who supplies the fuel, who there's money there that it's like a giant pyramid scheme. It's to try and find out who actually is in charge and can tell you something, because there are committees after committees. And my son said, if it works so good, why don't they do it in Arizona, New Mexico, where it's arid, so they can have more rain?
True.
But there's only five or six counties, I believe, in the United States that do it, a couple here, a couple Texas, and Colorado. Colorado does it so they can try and get some more snow. But when the gentleman said that we've had 150% of normal precipitation, well, at our farm, we're 20 miles northeast of Minot, we've had, since the beginning here, 0.6 inches of rain.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. We dug down in our wheat field, which are dying. We dug down with a shovel as far as we could, got too hard, 9 inches roughly in spots. And that's not a hill or a knoll or a high spot on the level. And it's dry down that far.
Bismarck is 4 inches below normal right now, 3.97 to be exact. And don't you think, Elliot, that right about now you'd be willing to go ahead and try all the cloud seeding in the world just to see if what's the worst that can happen at this point?
Well, at this point, we would rather have everything hailed out, because there is not going to be anything to combine. Honestly, but.
That's a good point. If you had one hailstorm, that would ironically cure a lot in a sense, but that it's coming down to that, but.
Right. Our point is, in all this area where they've been doing this for the last few years, has been some of the driest years that have been around. Right now, I think it's been the driest time in the last 100 years. So we go, if it helps so much, Montreal County is partial, Newtown, I think, they're bone dry. So if it helps so much, why isn't it raining over there?
That's a good point. Love
it. I guess that's what I have to say about it, I guess.
Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate the call. You're squeezing Jameson on the road in Minnesota, or is it Calisoda? We're going to call it now. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I mean, not to beat a dead horse on the issue, but I've been everywhere, man. I grew up in West Virginia, and I'm just moving away from Flint to Portland right now. And well, you're not going to get me to drive an electric car. I don't think that the physics are there, man. You could fact check me on it, but the lithium power cells are just too heavy, and there's some question about how long they actually last. Maybe there's solid state battery cells out there, but I don't know. Anyways, whenever it comes down to it, if Minnesota's communist, maybe North Dakota should look into Maoist communism, just on account of it's the rural countryside against the cities.
Jameson, hang on. We'll have more after the break. They're up against the clock, as it were. More What's On Your Mind's on the way. Hang on.
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Bossert, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/Stacey Bossert, NMLS number 1908175.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind with more kicks? There, we played more kicks than anybody in the upper Midwest already. And it's just bumper music. Text her at 701-226-8503, by the way. I'm Todd Mitchell. Chris Larson is here. Kevin and Scott off. Back tomorrow. It's not Calisoda. Previous callers said Minnesota is now to be called Calisoda. No, it's not Calisoda. It's Minnesoviet. Comptonapolis. Somebody catching on to my combination of Compton, California, and Minneapolis. And I used to live in Tacoma, which is now being referred to as Tecompton, out in the state of Washington. Cars were capable of racing in the past. No electronic limiters. That's a good point. Once upon a time, you could race a car till you blew it up. Todd, farmers are always dependent on weather and rain. It's always been that way. That's why I say you never cuss rain or snow because the last precip, it might be the last precip for 6 months or longer. Good point there. Todd, I call what the Marxists are doing to Minnesota and other foolish states Californication, which just happens to be, I'm trying to hit buttons here at the same time, a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So that, since we're not going to have any more bumper music today, I got to sneak it in now. App description, yes. Larry, thank you for that. In southwest North Dakota, we've been dealing with cloud seeding since the late 60s, early 70s. Everyone I know hates it. You don't want to open that can of worms. Chris Larson, what do you think? Should we do cloud seeding? That could be a poll question on the What's in Your Mind poll there.
I think we should put that on as a poll question. That's for sure.
An excellent one. I mean, do we want to go there, or is that a bad idea? And I think if you don't think to the times where it's been less than successful or been a problem or been done with the wrong intentions, you know, when you talk to a farmer who's only gotten 0.6 inches this entire half year nearly, I think at some point you start to say, doggone it, you know, let's just, we got to do something here. We got to do anything, something. But I guess it could be a can of worms. If we did it right, it could be helpful. If we did it wrong, we could be sorry. But I don't know. Hey, Jameson is still on the road and holding on. Jameson, we still got you there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what part of West Virginia did you come from, by the way?
Roane County, Emma. But I've been everywhere, man. I finished up high school in New Orleans, which is where I picked up all this Marxism. They taught it in my, they teach it in every class, man.
Well, in New Orleans, that's what you get for living below sea level and then wondering why it fills up with water so often. I hate to say that, but
yeah,
here we are.
Yep. I don't ever advocate revolution. I'm a Christian, not the best one, but I love my enemies, and if it comes that the cities dominate this country, that's just something that a Christian has to accept. But I do question. Well, as they would say in West Virginia, this election was funnier than a $3 bill.
I was watching some episode. It wasn't Cops, but that type of a show. I don't remember what the name of it was. And they had a chase in West Virginia that ended in some rural gas station. And flying right above the gas pumps, Trump, no more bullsh flag.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's West Virginia, right? That's the West Virginia I remember. Having lived in Ohio and Virginia, lived in two states that both used West Virginia as its punching bag state.
Yeah.
For some reason. And yet the only state that seems to be more conservative, at least voting-wise, than North Dakota.
Well, you can't go across a bridge in West Virginia without it being named after that KKK member of the Democrat Party. Brain fart, it's not coming to me now, but his name's everywhere because
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to give him the time of day on this show. I'm just not. Well, I know what you're talking about, though.
Make him famous because I don't think the party's ever switched.
No.
They say that. I don't believe it.
I realize West Virginia doesn't have a whole lot of flags to wave as far as native sons go, but why is that the one?
But right. Well, it's always been beyond me because I was raised up in history, and I always loved that state because it's loyal Virginia, because the other Virginia seceded, but West Virginia seceded from the Confederacy, and that's something that I'm proud of.
That's a good point. I guess I never think about that, but you're right. I never think about that aspect. So maybe it's going to be hard for me to embrace West Virginia because my daughter's ex-husband is from there, so it's going to be very hard for me to ever embrace West Virginia, but maybe I need to give more credit to West Virginia than I have.
Great.
But
look at South Africa and
and how divided they are there. And the landowners are completely dominated by the people in the cities. But I mean, even in West Virginia, it's one of the top states for absentee landowners.
No doubt. James is up against the clock. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling. Minifornia, last text of the day. Love it. Todd Mitchell, Chris Larson, Kevin and Scott back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New Johns Lake. We got some projects going on at Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.